Bez Hashem, continue. Shar Tshuva, Shar Beis, the second gate. Ois Yud Gimel, discussing the fourth wave inspiration a person should take to heart to improve himself. And that we said yesterday is that when he learns through the Nevi'im, through the Ksuvim, and he understands the Musar that was given to them, he has to apply that Musar to himself. He has to take that Musar to heart. It's not just that he's learning Sefer Shoftim, or Yirmiyah, or Malachim, or any part of Navi. In the Ksuvim, he learns what happened with Yonah. Why did we lay in Yonah on Yom Kippur? Well, what you can learn at any time of the year, and you should. And it's to teach us that there's din, yesh din v'yesh dayin. There is a judge, and there are judgments that Hashem will act upon for those who need it. We continue with an example from Sukkim, where people took to heart the lesson that was in front of them. When Ezra HaSofer, Kishe'ola Ezra Mibavel, went back to Bavel, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes, Ki Boichim Kol Ha'am, and all the people were crying, they were weeping. Kishamam Es Divriyat Torah, when they heard the words of the Torah. What is the Pasuk referring to? Historically, what happened was as follows. Shortly after Ezra HaSofer returned to Eretz Yisrael, with some of the people of Klal Yisrael, is arranged to read from the Torah. And this took place when? On Rosh Hashanah. And when they took out the Torah, and they read the words of the Torah, the people who were listening started to cry. Ki boichim kol ha'am kishamam es divrei ha'Torah, the words of the Torah. What were they crying about? They were crying because they realized they were not fulfilling the words, the mitzvahs of the Torah properly. This is an example that Ben Yonah is teaching us, that the purpose, one of the ways Hashem communicates with us, is through the Sfarim. You learn the Sefer, and the words of the Sefer are talking to you. It's not just something that happened back then. They're talking to you. And this sincere expression of tshuva, of crying, is what Rabbi Yonah is telling us, just the same way it happened in the times of Ezra. That's how we have to sit down, open the Sefer Navi, open the Ksuvim, and learn. And Hashem is talking to us through these Sfarim. Now Rabbi Yonah says, what happens if Hashem talks to the person and the person doesn't listen? What happens next? V'ashaloi shos liboy el dvar Hashem. The person doesn't pay attention and doesn't do tshuva. Yichbad pisho yilov. As we've seen in the past, Hashem weighs down the punishment on this person even more. And we have an example of this. Next week, today is Wednesday, this coming Sunday, if Mashiach is not here, is Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, is the beginning of the 3 weeks. And the culmination of the 3 weeks, on the day of Tisha B'Av, we read from this Megillah Eicha. So Yirmiyah Navi was prophesizing and telling Yoyakim, the Rasha, that he has to do tshuva. And the response was, they didn't fear, and they didn't rend their clothing, they didn't tear their clothing. So historically, we have to understand, Yehoyakim was the son of Yoshiyahu, who was a tzaddik. And for many years, Yimyahu was giving over the nevuah that Hashem told him about the horrible destruction that's going to come if we do not do tshuva. Then when Yoyakim took over after his father, Hashem told Yirmiyahu the Navi to write all these prophecies down in a scroll. Is what we call what? This is the Eicha. And when this scroll, this Megillah, that's Megillah, this scroll, was read to Yoyakim, neither he nor his servants around him were moved and inspired to do tshuva. And just the opposite. They took it, and what did they do with it? They burned it. They cut it up first, not just to burn it, but they went to defile it and disgrace it by cutting it up and then burning it. And the consequences of such behavior was that his corpse was going to be dragged throughout the day and the night as a punishment, besides for the other punishments that befell them. So this now is an example. Rabbeinu is giving, we discussed two parts today. One is from Ezra Sofer. During his tekufa, his time period, Klal Yisrael heard from the Sefer Torah, heard from the Sefer Torah that was lamed on Rosh Hashanah, and they started crying because it was inspiration to them that Hashem is talking to them. We weren't fulfilling the mitzvah of the Torah properly. We have to improve. Unfortunately, the flip side, person or the people who do not pay attention, and we saw this example of Yehoyakim, the Rasha, and the people in his generation, and eventually led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.